Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to the Scaling Wellness podcast and episode, drumroll, 50. So, welcome back. This podcast started back in January, and so I'm be excited. This is episode 50, guys. So well done if you have gone back and binged the whole lot. I know there are people listening who started by going right back to the beginning, which kind of gives me absolute trauma to think that you would be listening to those early episodes, because I'm sure they're absolute rubbish. But the intent was the same, to help you guys and to have a method of communicating with you properly. And so it's episode 50, and I couldn't be happier to be with you here today. Now, I had a thought for episode 50. I thought, oh, I could come up with like a theme, you know, like 50 wins from the year. And then I just thought, 50? God, I talk a lot as it is. There's no way I'd be able to keep that to under kind of half an hour. And so I've decided to ditch the zero and go with five. And so it's a little bit of a convoluted, tenuous link to 50. But basically, today, I'm going to go through with you five big wins that I have seen from my clients in the last 5 weeks. Okay, so these are things that are actually happening on the ground at the moment. Because I want you to really be able to see what is possible for your life, you know, when you develop digital products. And so I'm going to start by talking to you about a client. Now, I'm not going to give the names. I'm just going to give you the first initial. This is L, but it's also C. So there are a couple of people that this applies to recently. Oh, actually, and also J. Now, these are people in my world who are developing digital products. They're working with me in the accelerator. And they came into the accelerator, and their first goals, when people first come into the group, we do a session together where we kind of list things that we'd be excited to achieve. We may get a little bit more fun than that. I'm not going to give away what we do, but there's a kind of fun exercise that we do when people first join. And they essentially end up kind of brainstorming and coming up with this list of really exciting things that they're looking forward to achieving. And quite often in that list is the idea of giving up something that is causing them a bit of a headache at the moment. And that usually looks like either giving up a part-time job or giving up a class that's, you know, full of people that they don't enjoy teaching, or ditching a particular client that they're not really enjoying working with. And that in the last few weeks has really started to happen. One of my clients is a school teacher, and she has dropped down from 3 days to 1 day a week. One of my clients is works in marketing part-time, and she has just completely quit that role. And another client has given up a particular evening class that she wanted to get rid of because her kids are getting a bit older and she wants to be at home for dinner time. And so these are actual real life shifts, changes that my clients are currently making because their digital businesses are growing. And they are feeling empowered enough in the potential of their product and their business to be able to make those big steps. And the reason I'm sharing this with you first is because I really want to get across to you the importance of, number one, having that goal, like understanding at what point you get to see and reap the benefits of this hard work. Because there's no doubt setting up a digital business is a steep learning curve. So it's really important that you have a goal in mind so that you can you have something that you're aiming for, a point that you want to reach with this product. Maybe it's a revenue goal. It was for me when I first started. Maybe it's a freedom goal. That was also one of my goals. maybe it's impact. Maybe you would love to work with a particular brand or be seen on a particular stage. But it's really important that you know what those goals are and that they're fun and that they're exciting and that we have some real lines in the sand that we are aiming for. Because if you don't, this work is just going to feel like work. So we really need to make it work for us. So that is my first big one. The second one is a client of mine recently. Now, we've been doing a lot of work in the accelerator on organic lead generation. So this looks like partnerships. It looks like collaborations. It looks like working with brands. It looks like teaming up with other experts, sharing audiences, asking people to share your details, sharing theirs, you know, really collaborating and building your audience organically. Now, the reason we do this is because it's a really good way of passing on trust. So when people come into your world and they don't know you yet, they immediately don't trust you. Like, there's a base level of distrust. And so when you collaborate, you borrow the trust of the person you're collaborating with. So you feel like you're going into a warmer audience. And that's working really, really well for my clients at the moment. And I wanted to share with you one of my clients who is called C. And she has a business that a lot of my other clients want to bring in. So lots of my clients are movement experts, yoga teachers, personal trainers, Pilates teachers, that kind of thing. And C isn't. She works in wellness, but in a different space. And so what we've been finding is that actually within the accelerator, C has been able to go into my other wellness experts programs and deliver sessions for their members as like a bonus. So for example, can you imagine that inside the accelerator, I might bring in a marketing expert or I might bring in a social media expert? All things, by the way, that are coming next year. We've got social media in January. We've got legal in February. So I'm bringing in experts to work with my members. And so C is able to do that with the relationships that she's building inside the accelerator. And one of the things that's been really lovely recently is to see the accelerator group working together. And when we're looking at collaborations and we're feeling a bit nervous about it, it's like, okay, you don't need to go to strangers on the internet. You don't need to start pitching yourself. What about people inside this group? Who could you work with? Who could help you? Who could you help? And so we're working a little bit more closely together as a group, which is working really, really nicely. Now, the third big win comes from my client, Jay. And this win is all about random sales. What we want is absolute loads of strategy. We want to really know our predictable sales that are coming. We want to know our numbers. But isn't it lovely when you're sitting down on the sofa, just tucking into Strictly, and a random sale pings in your inbox? And that is what happened to Joe this week. Or should I say Jay this week? I gave away the name there. Pretend you didn't hear that, guys. But that's what happened this week. And that is the type of thing that happens inside the accelerator. Because actually, when you have a really strong strategy around how you're going to start to build your audience, you start to become more visible. You start to sell more regularly. You start to become a bit cleverer about how you pitch your offers, about how you message to people, about how you share what's out there. You just have the confidence to start putting yourself out there a little bit more. And so that's what happened to Jay this week. And it happens fairly regularly within the business. But it was the most recent example that I thought I would share with you here. And so that is another big win. Random sales at random times. The goal with any digital business is to be making sales from the beach, making sales while you're asleep, filling your inbox with sales notifications is always the fundamental goal. We're not going to beat around the bush. So that was a really lovely win this week for Jay. Okay, the next big goal that's happened or achievement that's happened in the last few weeks. And this came from another of my clients, also called Jay. And this was a really lovely one about kind of stepping into and recognizing who you are as an expert. Now, this lady is a yoga teacher. And what I really loved about what she has done recently is that she absolutely loves Christmas, loves celebrating Christmas. All of us within the Accelerator have been accelerated into Christmas because of Jay, because she loves it and she is the epitome of it, of joy. And, you know, she's just a joy to have around. But one thing she said, which I loved in her weekly wins, we do wins on a Friday, and she said, I have loved being able to be daft with my members. I've loved being able to be, and I'm paraphrasing now, but being able to be silly, being able to have fun with her members. And she actually said the words, no serious yogis would appreciate this. And what I love about that is that she's recognized where she sits in the market, is that it would be tempting to put on a serious face and do what Yoga with Adrienne does and make everything very calm and very gentle and very accessible. But actually, she's leaning into who she is because it's her brand and it's her personal brand and it's her members. Jay needs to be bringing in people that are like her, because otherwise she's not going to enjoy working with them. And so she's really lent into her love of Christmas, her daft love of, you know, all things Christmas decorations, all things Christmas and festive. And in her own words, daft, I wouldn't use that word. She used that word, just to be clear. But she's really leaned into that. And I think it's really paying off because she's bringing in people that love that too and love working with her because of her energy and her joyful outlook and her fun sense of movement. You know, that for her, movement isn't about the serious. It's not about the detail. It's about moving with joy and, you know, bringing that into her practice. And I think that's a really important part of this business that is often so overlooked. So I wanted to share that one today because it's a big win, I think, when we recognize who we are as experts. Because, you know, ultimately, there's going to be a brand out there that's going to employ you or bring you in or recognize you because of who you are, not because of how good you are at yoga, not because of how pretty your pictures look, but who you are as a person, what your personal brand represents. And so having that and that coming really through so clearly on your content, like it does for Jay, is just an absolute home run. It really is for your future business branding. It also means that people will come and work with you based on that brand, based on that personality, you know, and it's a really quick way of gaining trust with people because they recognize immediately who you are. It's a big part of niching that people often ignore. It's not always about the type of person you're trying to attract. It's also about the type of person that you are, what you represent, what your values are, what your goals are, what your dreams are, what your methods are. So it's really a really important thing. And I love that it's starting to come through with my members. Okay. And I think the final win that I'm going to share with you this week, and this is, this was a member who came into the Accelerator who didn't have a product or did have a membership, actually did have a membership set up, but didn't have a product that they wanted to launch and grow. The membership will grow as a result, but we ended up creating a new product to sit at the front of that membership. And she had a very, very small audience. It was in a completely new niche. So she was really going for a new direction with this product and really not knowing if there was an audience in her audience for it, you know, so small following on Instagram, small email list, but she launched it and she sold out. And the reason why she sold out was because she was tenacious. She went after people. She sent personal messages. She sent personal DMs. She reached out to people that she thought might be interested. She didn't sit back and wait for strangers on the internet to find her. She went out and she sought out people that she thought would appreciate this program. Now, not necessarily past clients, not necessarily people that love what she does, but friends and family and ex-colleagues and neighbors and local people and school mums. And she just really got behind her product, got behind the type of person that she wanted to help, the type of outcome that she wanted to help them to achieve. And she went out and she found those founder members and she got a sellout first launch because of it. Now, what I often find in the online space is that people are expecting strangers on the internet to just want to work with them. And usually that doesn't happen, particularly in the first instance. Ultimately it does, of course. Of course, ultimately you're going to be bringing strangers into your world. But initially, you got to be testing and working and getting testimonials and getting social proof from people that you potentially already know, or friends of colleagues, you know, maybe second or third removed relationships. But really, you have to go out there and you have to be willing to stand behind what you're selling. And that is what this client C did. And she had a sellout launch because of it. So it was a massive win for her. And so to kind of summarize this episode, I wanted to share some wins, but they all really sit along the same theme. They look like wellness experts who are putting themselves out of their comfort zone and going after an outcome rather than expecting it to fall into their inbox. These are ambitious wellness people with tons of experience. They've helped loads of people. They know they're good at what they do, but they don't necessarily know the online space. They don't know how to build an audience. They don't know how to message. They don't know how to make sales. And so in the Accelerator program, we work on all of that. And that's what helps them to move to this next stage. And so I hope that by sharing with you the wins that they're getting, you can start to get a bit of a feel for what happens inside the Accelerator. Now, this is the 50th episode, and so it's not going to be a sales episode. I'm not going to sell. I'm not going to invite you in. But I am going to say very quickly and under my breath that the price is going up in 2026, and there are two spaces left for January. So if you want one of them, book a call. The link is in the show notes. That's it from me. I'm not sharing anything else. I'm not going to twist your arm, but I just want you to have all the information. I really hope that those wins have been kind of inspirational for you and that you can see the direction that these experts are going in. And if you want to be on that train, I'd really love to have a conversation with you and see if it's going to be the right next step for you. Happy 50th episode. Thank you so much for being with me for the last 49. If you are joining me at episode 50, don't go back to episode 1 because you're probably best off kind of staying up to the newer episodes. But I do appreciate the people, all of you guys that have been with me right from the beginning and who have stuck with that and bared with me whilst I've gone through my learning curve for creating a podcast. We're now on episode 50, so hopefully I am doing a little bit better now. But I really appreciate you listening every week. Thank you for being here. I will be back here next week. And happy December. Take care, guys. I will see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.